Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn, or Captain Kane.
And I'm Braceboy, or Sam, and this is episode 51.
Yes.
We're back to crisps.
Yes.
We're back to crisps.
We've had enough of the paper now, though.
Yeah. As I said last week, I was in London. And I brought a bag of crisps back from London. It's kettle. We have had kettle before.
Yes.
It's sour.
So it's kettle cooked, probably.
It's kettle cooked and it's hand cooked.
Ooh.
And it's sour cream and sweet onion.
And I'm very
absolutely
curious.
Absolutely nothing artificial, it says on the packaging.
So I guess that they don't count the bag it comes in?
Probably. It's a green bag. It's a lime green color, I would
say.
I associate it
with sour cream and chives or onion or something like that.
Yeah. We have had kettle before, not this particular flavor, but we have had crisps from the brand. Those were very good.
Yes.
Were outstanding. Crunch, the hand-cooked element is very good.
Didn't we have the best cheese and onion crisps from kettle?
I believe so. I believe you're right on this part. I think that this should be a very good crisp.
I expect the crunch to be really good.
It's probably far better than, because in episode 33 we already did a sour cream and onion. That was from the Albert Heijn home brand. We didn't really like that one, I believe.
No,
it didn't. So I hope, because to be honest, as a child, I really liked sour cream and onion crisps. And then I started eating other kinds of crisps. I started broadening my flavor palette. And the sour cream and onion ones from the Albert Heijn we had last time on episode 33 were like the first sour cream and onion crisps I had like
in ages.
And that was a little bit of a letdown. So I hope that these ones will bring back the nostalgia factor.
Stop the talking, start the cracking of the bag.
This smells like sour cream and onion. I'm grabbing a few. I'm handing over the bag to you.
Yes. It's definitely soury. There's maybe a little cheese, which is odd. But maybe that is the sour cream in combination with the potato. I don't really get the sour cream, but I do get the onion.
For me, it tastes more like cheese and onion than sour cream and onion. They're good, but it's not what I expected. I do want to say, it's just not what I expected. These are good.
But it's not sour cream.
Should we just go to the quick roundup? For me, flavor is mostly the onion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a cheesy diary, but it's more cheesy than sour cream. Texture, the crunch is good.
And not even that much cheese.
Mm-mm. No. And the crunch is good. And the smell... And the smell is also a little bit cheesy. What you said, it's more cheese than sour cream. Let me say it like this. These are very, very nice crisps. It's just not what I expected.
It's not sour cream and onion.
Yeah. So I want to give them 3 out of 5, maybe, because...
I'd say so as well. Yeah. Because, you don't get what you think from the package.
Yeah. No, And that's that.
And it has a good crunch. And the flavor is nice, but... Yeah. A bit generic.
No.
They're good, but nothing special.
No. After a little bit of a disappointing crisp, Marijn, you have... Now, let's hope it isn't a disappointing trivia, but you have prepared a trivia.
Yes.
Marijn, where do you want to talk about
this? Well, before tasting, I already thought, well, sour cream and something, it's kind of a generic taste. And you see it quite a lot. There are a lot of shelves in supermarkets in the crisp aisle filled with sour cream and
Yeah, although crisp. When you bought the sour cream and onion from the Albert Heijn, you told me that that was the only one you could find at that moment.
I believe that was the only one because you specifically said sour cream and onion.
Oh, yeah.
So I was looking for sour cream and onion.
And not sour
and
cream
the only
and chives.
One
yes,
I could find.
It's mostly sour cream and chives, sweet onion, all types of special onions and stuff.
Yeah.
Fermented sour cream.
So, we can still do an interesting one with sour cream and something.
Yeah.
Maybe Pringles. But let's go on to the trivia.
Yeah.
I thought rather generic crisp. So, let's go on with a rather generic trivia about crisps.
Yeah.
And that is that the crunch of the crisp is part of the enjoyment of eating the crisp. If you can't hear the crisp,
crunch?
The crunch of the crisp,
yeah,
you get bored eating it easily.
That sounds pretty logical, actually.
And, well, I must say, even though they taste boring, these Kettle sour cream sweetened onion crisps,
yeah,
they do have a good crunch.
Yeah, because it's hand-cooked.
So that is maybe why we don't get bored with it. Because the flavor is not too bad and it has a good crunch.
Yeah.
But they have tested this with people eating crisps with headphones on.
Yeah.
So I'm very afraid, Sam is taking another crisp for it to crunch, even though he has headphones on.
Yeah. But I hear the crunch through the microphone. So I hear the crunch extra loud. That's why I always give higher marks than you do.
Now we solved that issue as well.
Yeah.
And, well, there's not much more to it. That was the trivia. Yeah, and...
A short little trivia, but it's very interesting nonetheless. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so if you have crisps and they don't taste that good, try to find... If they have a good crunch, that might give you more fulfillment out of eating them.
Yeah. Or you can just buy other crisps.
Yeah. But if you're
food,
on a party and they have lousy crisps.
Yeah. But if you have a party and you you didn't test your crisps beforehand and you find out on the party itself that your crisps suck, you're just a bad host.
Yeah. If you, the listener, is going to give a party somewhere in the future and want good crisps, let us know because we can give you advice or listen to all of our, 51 episodes and find some good crisps.
And you can find all these 51 episodes on iTunes. On a selection of them are on Spotify because Spotify only keeps the last 12 episodes on there, but you can... find them all on iRateCrystal.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Radio Public.
And Radio Public. And of course, AudioGeeks.nl.
Yes.
AudioGeeks.nl is... we are very happy to be part of the AudioGeeks family. More about that in a bit. Marijn.
Yes.
You finally went to see the movie that everybody that ever has... touch the comic book in their life
the
is talking about.
The movie of 2019, possibly?
Yeah. Yeah, there are probably
Or maybe
people.
That's Frozen 2.
Yeah, or and I hear a lot of people, and I haven't seen this film, about the new or the latest Quentin Tarantino one, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I haven't seen that one yet, which is strange because I have a unlimited movie pass, so I should be
able
to.
So maybe you should go there, if it's still in cinemas.
The thing is that I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate about this, but yes, I like some of the movies Quentin Tarantino has directed, but I don't like all of the movies Quentin Tarantino. I found Hateful Eight.
Yes.
very long-winded, boring movie. I like Django. I liked Inglourious Basterds. But there's also a lot that I didn't like.
Pulp Fiction.
This is also another thing that I have never seen Pulp Fiction in full. I've only seen clips of it.
Okay, well,
that's
no problem because it is Pulp Fiction is kind of a mash together of different clips of stories who tie together.
Yeah.
Which tie together at the end.
Yeah. No, I liked
Reservoir Dogs?
Again, I didn't even see Reservoir. Maybe it's more that I didn't see all the movies of Quentin Tarantino. Okay. I find out now. No, but I didn't.
But
going on. Yeah,
because
sorry.
We were talking about Joker and that I thought, Joker indeed.
Yeah.
And I thought that with Joaquin
Phoenix
might be the best movie of 2019.
Yeah.
Or at least the movie.
Could be, yes.
And finally, I have seen it and I didn't really enjoy watching it, I must say.
No, but it's not a fun movie.
No.
It's a great movie, but it isn't a fun movie. I told you that before.
Yeah. Wow. The acting performance Joaquin Phoenix gives.
He's a great actor.
Wow.
He's an amazing, stellar actor.
The first time he started laughing when he has a certain condition which makes him laugh in situations that are not funny at all.
Yeah, he thinks he has a certain condition.
The first time I saw him do that in the movie, you can hear him laugh, but you can also see the pain on his face.
Yeah, you hear him almost. But if you listen closely, you kind of hear him cry as well
almost.
In the movie. It's like cry laughing. It's very painful to watch indeed. And you texted me after you finished the movie. You texted me probably immediately because I know how you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, let's not spoil the movie for people that haven't been. Just go there. But there are a lot of... Joker is, of course, a character from the Batman universe. The DC universe. And there are a lot of tie-ins with Batman, and I'm not gonna spoil scenes or anything, but those tie-ins aren't needed at all, in your opinion, but also in my opinion. Those tie-ins are purely there because DC wants it or wants to connect it with a comic book that they're gonna bring out or something. Well, I don't know what they're gonna do.
Or maybe that they want to give you an impression that this is the Joker in the Batman story. I don't know, but it wasn't necessary. If they left it out, all the Batman references, it would still be a good movie.
And I think even maybe on my behalf, it would have been even a better movie. I'm not saying that it is now a bad movie, but if they didn't do all those references, I would have enjoyed the movie a little bit more.
And it is quite a long movie. And if you don't have all those references...
Are also just filling.
Yeah.
It's just unnecessary stuff. I mean, the scenes with Robert... I mean, what you said after you finished... Sorry, I'm now making all your points for you. But you texted me saying that for you, the movie kind of finished after the scene with Robert De Niro... I'm not saying which scene this is, but after that scene, you know, in the
And there is one scene where he lies on lies on a police car, and for me, that could have been the end.
Yeah, I get that, and that's actually quite. That would have been a great ending as well.
Yeah, and afterwards they try. What I also don't like is that the movie tries to explain the mysterious things happening in it.
Yeah,
and the ending feels to me a bit to say, oh, but did you also see this?
Yeah, no, and the thing is that the thing is that the only thing that I like about the ending as it is that on a certain point I don't know if you've seen that. There's quite a good detail in the ending that he walks out of a room, and then you see blood on his shoes, on the on his shoe soles, and then he makes like this track of blood in the hallway, and that's a great shot. That's just scenographically, it's a great image to end your movie about violence and craziness and everything on, and that. I get that you want to do that shot as the last shot in your movie, but they could have done that shot after the scene with Robert De Niro. They should have just done it that he walks out then and then walks into a hallway and you see that. I mean, that hallway could have been in a supermarket for any for who cares what. So I mean, that's a great shot, but you don't need to build another 15-minute segue to get to that shot. That's the only thing that I feel.
Yeah.
But it's a great film. It's a great film, and you should really watch it. And the thing is that what I found interesting, and I'm a little sad that I didn't discuss this more, but I have an uncle, and this uncle is gonna turn 80. In 2 weeks, I believe, or week and a half. So he's in 79 now. And this uncle goes to the cinema quite a lot. He has this cinephile card. I have the unlimited cinema pass.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the Joker with not with me, but with other people on his own. I didn't even tell him about the Joker. And he said that he found it a very interesting movie and a good movie as well. He said the same thing as you. It wasn't a movie that you like, because of course if you like this, you're a psychopath. But and that I found that very interesting statement, because he has never been interested in Batman or comic books. Maybe he's a French, he was a French teacher in high school, and he liked Asterix and Obelix and stuff like that, so of course and Tintin and stuff like that. But then he never talked about Batman and such. So I think that he just saw it as a movie, and that's what I found interesting. I'm interested in people that are just going to this movie because they hear this is an amazing movie and this may win an Oscar, and people that just like good movies and hear that and read the reviews in the paper and think like, okay, I should go to this movie. Those people don't see those tie-ins with Batman as much as we see them, because they don't know about the comic books, or they know, of course they know about Batman, because you have to have been living under a rock for 15,000 years for the past 80 years, because Batman is older than my uncle.
Didn't Batman himself live under a rock?
For a time he did, yes. No, I mean, so I think people... It's very interesting to see what they think about all those scenes that we don't like, how they see those scenes, because they don't know about Batman, or they don't know. Yeah, they don't know about what the what the meaning is of those scenes, and especially the scene at the end. So that's something that I will ask him soon, and then we can maybe I will come back on that for future podcasts.
For our Joker trilogy.
The thing I'm a little afraid of, but I think Joaquin Phoenix isn't the type of actor that will sign a deal like that. There isn't going to be another Joker movie.
There doesn't need to be a sequel to this.
No, and I don't think that Joaquin Phoenix is the type of actor that will sign a deal saying like he has to pop up in like 4 more Batman movies after this or something.
Maybe if it pays very well. Yeah, but Joaquin Phoenix
is the type of actor that just wants to do cool projects, but just once. Just like be like, okay, I'm coming up in this movie, and then after that I'm going to do something completely different. Although he often plays characters that have a little bit of a dark side to them, in a sense. He always plays a little bit people that... Even the first movie I ever saw of him about the life of Johnny Cash was a little bit about how Johnny Cash was addicted to all kinds of drugs and alcohol and stuff, and a little bit the darker side of... So he's good at playing people...
darker roles.
Yeah. If you like this movie with Joaquin Phoenix, I highly recommend you. This is totally not a comic book movie, but I highly recommend you to watch. He couldn't get far. He couldn't get far on foot. No, don't worry, boys. He couldn't get far on foot. In which Joaquin Phoenix displays an illustrator, a comic illustrator that makes these comic illustrations in papers and such.
Mm-hmm.
That's in a wheelchair, and then this guy has a very dark sense of humor, and it's a very funny movie. I think you would like it.
Okay.
And I think our audience that knows us a little should like this movie as well. So that's why I make this. I will put the trailer in a link down in the description.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Thank you very much for let's just
round up. Seeing this movie? Well,
yeah.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about the movie. In this episode, we reviewed Kettle Sour Cream and Sweet Onion Crisps.
Which don't taste at all like sour cream crisps. They're good,
yeah,
but they are not sour cream.
And then we talked about...
Trivia about the crunching of the crisp, that it's very important for you to enjoy a crisp.
Yeah. And then we talked about Joker, and that you finally saw the movie. It's a very good movie, by the way.
Well, you think it is, and I think it is.
Yeah, then I think a lot of people think
but
it is.
But we also had some remarks on it.
Indeed. And we want to thank Audio Geeks.
Yes.
We want to thank you, the listener, for listening to us.
I
want to thank you. And I want to remind everybody to like, subscribe.
Share.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or email us at podcast@iratecrisps.com.
Find us on iratecrisps.com. Find us on Audio Geeks. Find us on our own. I already said that.
Yeah. You can find us everywhere and beyond. And we will. You will hear from us next week.
Yeah. And until then, that is how the crisp crunches.